Good morning, Lewis, and welcome to UK Business Morning. We have some interesting news today about a recent arrest in Italy that could have big implications for international relations. Italian authorities have arrested a Chinese citizen suspected of being linked to a state-sponsored hacking group that targeted US research into a potential cure for the pandemic in 2020.
Wow, that is quite a development. What exactly is this hacking group accused of doing?
The individual Su Xue was arrested at Milan's Malpensa airport on July 3rd after an international warrant was issued by the US. He's suspected of being part of a group called Hafnium, which was linked to a massive espionage campaign that infiltrated Microsoft email software back in 2021.
So this is not just a random act, but part of a larger, coordinated effort to access sensitive information.
Exactly, Lewis. Su is currently being held in an Italian jail, and he's expected to face charges related to computer intrusions between February 2020 and June 2021. The US has filed a 9-count indictment against him for his involvement in targeting US research into the pandemic.
This must be quite a diplomatic tightrope for the Italian government. They're trying to maintain good relations with both the US and China.
You're right, Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni's government has been trying to balance these relationships carefully. They've been working to strengthen ties with the US, particularly with President Trump, while also maintaining friendly relations with Beijing.
I see. And this situation might complicate things further, especially with the extradition request from the US.
Absolutely. Italy has a somewhat inconsistent track record when it comes to handling extradition requests. For example, in early January, an Iranian engineer wanted by the US for allegedly illegally exporting sensitive technology to Iran was released just days after Tehran freed a young Italian journalist.
That does sound like a pattern. What about the recent case with the Russian businessman?
Right in 2023, Artem Us, a Russian businessman wanted in the US for money laundering and sanctions evasion, escaped house arrest in Italy just a day after an Italian court approved his extradition. He later reappeared in Russia.
So, the Italian government has been accused of being too lenient in these cases. How do they respond to these criticisms?
The government has blamed the courts for these incidents, suggesting that individuals like us were treated too leniently by being granted house arrest.
And how does this current situation with Su Xue fit into that context?
Well, the extradition proceedings for Su are expected to begin today in Milan court. His defense lawyer hasn't responded to multiple requests for comment, and the US Department of Justice has declined to comment.
It's interesting to see how this case plays out, especially given the geopolitical tensions between the US and China.
Indeed, Lewis, this arrest could prove diplomatically awkward for Italy, which is trying to maintain good relations with both the US and China. It's a delicate balance, and we'll have to see how it unfolds.
Thanks for the update, Alice. It's clear this is a complex situation with many moving parts.
You're welcome, Lewis. We'll keep you updated as more information becomes available. That's all for now. Stay tuned for more business news.